The study is being done by the John Jay College of Criminal Justice at City University of New York. It's examining the files of every Catholic priest who served from 1950 to 2002. In that time, Green Bay Bishop David Zubik says there were 59 claims of sexual abuse. The allegations were made against 35 different priests in the Green Bay Diocese.
Of that 35, 15 are deceased, 15 have withdrawn or have been removed from priestly ministry, one is facing criminal charges, and four others are laicized, or completely out of the priesthood. In five other cases, charges were either dropped by the police or by alleged victims.
Zubik adds that in the last five decades, there were 784 other Green Bay priests who did nothing wrong. A spokesperson for the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests calls the study a step in the right direction, but Peter Isley questions why Bishop Zubik didn't release the names of accused priests.
Where are these men? What's happening with them? Are they in the community? Where are they living? What kind of treatment programs are they being put into? These are all men that have been known to have sexually molested and abused children.
The John Jay study will also detail how much money the church has paid out to settle abuse claims. The Green Bay Diocese has paid more than $1.3 million. Bishop Zubik says the money came from insurance policies and investments, not from parish collections. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.